Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
The subject of masks and schools, which is the big announcement from the governor expected today. 815 says, I have two part-time jobs. One job is as a tutor at Huntington Learning Center. We'll continue to wear masks and require our students to do so because many of the students cannot be vaccinated. That's the issue. Under 12, you can't. You can't get the vaccine. My second job is with Rockford School District, where I work with homebound students. They are medically unable to attend school. Some of my students are medically fragile. So I'm going to continue to wear my mask when I'm with my students. I'm fully vaccinated. Wearing a mask, not a problem. I'm going to wear it all the time, as long as I need to. Dr. George Chompas may have thoughts on this. Emergency medicine and sports medicine specialist at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. But Dr. Chompas, welcome back. I know you were at the Olympics in Tokyo for some time. How are you?
I'm doing well, Anna. Always good to be with you.
It's good to hear your voice. I wonder, how did it go? I mean, it's thrilling to be at an Olympics. You've probably been at them before, given the fact that you are, I know you were the team doc for U.S. women's soccer. You've been a team doc for a number of different athletic organizations. How was it?
Well, on this trip, Anna, I served with FIFA as far as overseeing a venue in Sapporo. And so I was out there for about 17 days running that venue for about 10 matches that took place. Very different. Obviously, you've heard, very restrictive. We really couldn't go anywhere other than our hotel and the stadium. But we all recognized what we were getting involved in. And I think that sport has without question shown a pathway to be able to return and be able to return to sports safely. It was without question unfortunate to be able to feel the vibe of Tokyo and Sapporo. But after about 3-4 days, it just became normal. And the people of Japan, without question, showed the level of integrity and values and the kindness that I think we're seeing all across the sport.
You know, I just heard from, we were just listening to newsman Ryan Burrow, who's been covering the Olympics for us, and he said they really haven't had the kinds of outbreaks that they worried about. And that overall, so far, not to jinx ourselves, it's been a pretty successful on the COVID front. What did you see and notice there?
Yeah, I mean, I've been on, we talked about this several months ago, and I expressed back then that I think the Olympics are going to be able to move forward, and I stayed true to that. Early on, you know, a lot of the media outlets were pushing that there were, you know, super spreader events. It wasn't the case. You know that at the initial 2 to 3-4 days of bringing a large amount of people in with a testing protocol that you're going to capture those positive cases. And then maintain a clean environment beyond that. And I think that's what you're seeing. And so we've seen that across a lot of different sports, leagues all over the world. And that's what you're seeing with the Olympics, obviously to a grander scale. Now, I heard earlier that, you know, some of the issues are with media and external factors. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably expected based on, you know, teams and staff of teams have been really operating in this space for the last 15 months very well.
Yeah, and that's so good to hear. There were so many concerns, and I know the kinds of restrictions they put on the athletes. We heard from some of them as they returned. They said you had 15 minutes to run across the street to go to a convenience store and get food, and they timed you. There was like some kind of security guard or something that like said, okay, go.
Yes.
And literally,
yes,
it was like speed shopping like you see on those game shows. Is that right?
I wish I had 15 minutes to go across the street to the we found our highlight to be going to a drive-through Starbucks. But please don't, you know, tell anybody that, because we were convincing the driver to go through a different route. But that was our highlight on it.
Yeah, it's amazing what they went through to compete. And then so sad, heartbreaking to me when I heard about different athletes that tested positive and they couldn't compete. You think about everything that brought them to that moment to finally get to be there and show what they got. And then that's what happens. It's heartbreaking.
It really is. It really is. It's heartbreaking. And to be honest, some of them have even maybe just gotten COVID maybe 30 or 45 days earlier. And scientifically, they would be COVID immune. But there's a really hard line with regards to being able to come in and compete in Japan or be a part of that, you know, controlled environment. And it's without question, from my perspective, it's heartbreaking because you don't have a solution. And that's always a difficult thing.
What kinds of questions were they asking you as a doctor out there, a physician, with that access to the athletes? Were they concerned about a number of things?
You know, there was a couple issues, you know, with regards to, like, you know, one of the teams had a couple positive cases early on, and even, you know, 10, 15 days later, that, you know, that team is not having any more issues. You know, the people of Japan, the volunteers, the staff, other teams really, you know, were really sensitive to some of those cases to make sure that none of that, you know, crossed over to them. So you really need to make sure that you communicated well, you explained why, that it's safe. So those were some of the questions that I had to deal with. But overall, the compliance level was really excellent.
And how many Olympics have you been to before, Dr. Champas?
So I was in 2012 in London for the marathon, which is obviously going to happen in Japan on Friday, and it's going to happen in Sapporo because of the extreme, you know, heat conditions in Tokyo. So I was in London in 2012 and another exceptional Olympics back then.
Mm-hmm. And we are still on track to have the marathon here in Chicago in October. Is that right? Because I know your team, Doc.
October 10th, expecting 35,000 runners, and obviously we've been working on this, as you know, and we've spoken about it for the last 10 to 12 months. So yeah. Excited to hopefully, you know, open the streets of the city of Chicago and the runners.
That'll be so fun, and we hope we're in a better position when it comes to COVID numbers then. How do you look at what you're seeing right now and the Delta variant and the concern about the rise that we're seeing in COVID cases across the state?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously am going to echo what you're hearing a lot with regards to vaccines being, you know, one of the most significant tools we have to protect people, and we can't lose sight of that. As we've always talked about, there's multiple mitigation layers that you can put in place, whether it be masks, whether it be, you know, open spaces. Can you ventilate areas? So, you know, from a numbers perspective, I'm working in an emergency room tonight. You know, the emergency room is busy, and it's not just COVID. You know, you're getting some of those cases that are some sick people, and the vast majority of time that you see those, you ask that, you know, you ask that question, and you know the answer, and the question is, have you gotten vaccinated? And then when you hear that they're not vaccinated, and then you see the result of how they look, their chest x-ray, it's one that you just shake your head.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it's, what, 99.9%, it's really a damning number of the folks who are in the hospital or die of this are largely the unvaccinated people. I mean, it's still holding true.
It is, unfortunately. And you're trying to, you know, wrap your head around why not. And I don't know what's missing in the language or what people are hearing or seeing that is, you know, is allowing them to not, you know, get the vaccine. But, you know, I think that's one of the struggles for us as physicians, clinicians, and healthcare providers is trying to get past that, you know, that threshold of the number of people we need vaccinated, you know, across the United States.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you're starting to see more vaccine mandates. The governor is expected at another hour from now. He's expected to make an announcement about mandates for masks in schools. Up until now, Dr. Champas, he had left it up to the individual schools and the individual school districts. And you really saw a little bit of a split there in terms of let's leave it up to the parents. Let's let them decide, or the students and parents together, to choose what's in their best health interest. And now the governor is just saying, you know what, that's not okay. We're going to do this mandate across the state. Is that the right thing to do?
You know, well, I don't necessarily agree with all the decisions, but I think on a mask mandate, I think you have to be very clear, and there can't be any gray. And sometimes you have to make some difficult decisions that apply to everybody so that it benefits us as a whole. In this circumstance right now, you know, I think that's the right decision. You know, wearing masks is one piece. I think speaking to schools with regards to making sure that they have outdoor opportunities, making sure the schools are ventilated very well, are other things. And we have to remind ourselves right now, Anna, we're in a very different place now compared to where we were 12 months ago. We have a large population that is vaccinated, a vaccine that works, or vaccines that work, that protect people. So the overall fear as a parent sending your child to school should be without question lessened. Masks are not the only solution. Masks are a part of the solution. And I think for the near future, having a mask mandate is probably the right one.
I think Ryan Burrow's got a question for you, Doctor.
Yeah, but back to the Olympics, just a question on 2022. We've got the Winter Olympics in China coming up. Does that kind of change things a little bit? Do we approach China differently than we would Japan as far as the safety of the athletes and how, you know, the Olympics will be handled safety-wise?
I think China is going to, you know, I think that they have a little bit of a runway. I think Japan, unfortunately, didn't have more of their population vaccinated, which is why you saw, you know, fans not in the stands. I think China is going to learn from what has taken place in Japan. I think China has also come out and has stated some vaccine mandates, whether it be for athletes or fans. But I think even in China's, you know, perspective, I think that those Olympics are going to be able to move forward in a safe way.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see every single, I mean, as long as the Delta variant is on the rise, it seems as if policies are changing right now. And you already notice it just with the mask mandates across the city, just walking around here. People are wearing them, more people are. And the city is saying that that's what we want you to be doing. It's the recommendation for indoors right now. How concerned are you about the uptick in the number of cases as we see a pretty dramatic rise? Does it really concern you, or how would you characterize your feelings about it, Dr. Chambas?
Well, Anna, I've always stayed true with regards to we can't just look at the number of cases. I think we have to look at the number of severe cases, hospitalizations, and death. You know, we shut down 16, 18 months ago so that we don't overwhelm our hospital system. And that's kind of, in my opinion, where we always have to stand. The number of cases, you know, why there's a number of cases are happening, and if breakthrough cases, we know, are a smaller percentage, but we know they're going to happen. We know that's going to happen. The key thing is that people are not dying or having really significant disease from COVID. We know influenza is another virus that happens. What we don't want is people dying from influenza or really having horrible outcomes. Mm-hmm. But as far as the uptick, I think we expect it. We just need to make sure that we're not having catastrophic outcomes from them.
Yeah, and that is the important factor, I should say. As of a couple of days ago, 4% of the hospitalizations were COVID-related across the state, and that's a lot lower than we saw before. I mean, I don't know if that's dramatically increasing. We hope it doesn't. Are you seeing much more of an increase, would you say, in the emergency room?
Definitely seeing some increase in number of positive cases. The severity is not the proportion that we saw, you know, months before.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. Very good to hear. Tell us what we need to know about the Lambda variant. Now, that is trending across the internets today, and everybody is weighing in about how concerned we should be about this one. Anything we should know, Doc?
I would say that, you know, we're seeing it a little bit in South America, and you're seeing, you know, oh, it's worse than Delta, and it's a different protein. The vaccines may or may not be able to prevent it. I think it's a let's keep an eye on it. It doesn't change anything we're doing right now with regards to how we're operating. And I think we're going to be, you know, obviously very interested to see how Lambda evolves. But I think you have to stay balanced, Anna. You can't go one extreme or another. And as more information comes forward, it's probably going to be the same message. Mm-hmm. Get vaccinated, and that's your ability to be able to assure you have a level of confidence about being out and about and doing your job and hopefully trying to have some normalcy in life.
Dr. Chambas, thanks for the time. It's always good for you to check in with us and appreciate your perspective on these things. Welcome back from Tokyo, too.
Thanks, Anna. I look forward to seeing you in the fall and maybe out at the marathon in October.
That would be great. I look forward to it, too. Thanks, Dr. Chambas. Enjoy your day.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Dr. Chambas is with the Emergency Medicine and Sports Medicine. He's a specialist there at Northwestern Medicine, Northwestern Memorial Hospital, I should say, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care.